settling into a posture that supports the qualities of mindfulness. The back relatively straight, helping to support the qualities of alertness, concentration, sensory clarity. And at the same time, the body hanging relaxed, supported through balance, posture, rather than effort. The relaxation in the body supporting the quality of equanimity. And we can bring our attention to the breath. Like to joke sometimes that because we're alive, we can deduce that we've been breathing all day. But this might be the first time today that we've noticed that we're breathing, that we've been aware that we're breathing. Just letting ourselves be aware that we're breathing right now. We don't need to breathe in any special way, no need to count the breath. No specific pattern or goal. Just allowing ourselves to rest in this awareness of the breath, of the breathing process. And as we sit here, we can also become aware of any sounds. And the sounds can be from within the room, they can be from outside the room, they could be from within our own bodies. Well, there's nothing particularly special that we have to do. Just noticing that we're hearing right now. We don't need to know or define what it is that we're hearing. There's no goal or achievement here. Just being with sound, with this process of hearing. And from here, we can become aware of thoughts. I oftentimes hear people say, I can't meditate. My mind is full of thoughts. I can't stop thinking. The presence of thoughts is not a problem. The mind produces thoughts just like the heart beats, the lungs expand and oxygenate, the ears hear. The mind produces thoughts. And we can let ourselves be aware of thoughts just as we were allowing ourselves to be aware of sounds. And the breath. And again, there's nothing extraordinary that we are attempting to do here. We're simply settling in and allowing ourselves to be with. This human experience of thinking. And as we pay attention, moment by moment, either thoughts will be present or they won't. And one scenario isn't preferable to another. If there's a lot of thinking going on, that's great. It gives us the opportunity to really explore this aspect of our human experience in great detail. And it might be the case that there isn't any thinking or much thinking going on. And that's good too. We can allow ourselves to enjoy the experience of the mind being quiet and peaceful. Good. And now we can choose to bring our awareness primarily back into body sensation. And we might notice sensations associated with breathing again. Perhaps the coolness of the breath coming in, the relative warmth of the breath going out. Awareness of the belly or torso rising and falling. And we can expand our awareness around the breath to include any and all body sensations. Sensations of temperature, sensations of pressure of the body in contact with the seat or the floor. Any sensations in the hands and the arms. And the legs. The feet. The face and the head. Back and front and sides of the torso of the body. And in addition to sensations of the physicality and physiology of the body, we can also become aware of the presence of any emotional type sensation in the body. So if we're feeling any sense of impatience or agitation, anxiety, how do we know? Well, there is a pattern of body sensations associated with those emotions. If we're feeling bored, like, when is this meditation going to end already? How do we know that we're feeling bored? Or perhaps there's a sense of humor in recognizing that. Perhaps you may have just smiled. Bring awareness to the face right now. Maybe there's some amusement in the body, allowing ourselves to be aware of that. And for just a minute or so, we're going to let go of the need to direct our awareness anywhere. This is sometimes called choiceless awareness. Or just sitting. Just being with whatever's arising. And again, we don't have to figure anything out. There's nothing we're trying to do or achieve. Just resting in this moment, awake. Aware. Alive. And in a moment, we'll transition from this mindfulness practice and stillness, and we'll engage in activity. We can make the intention now to carry forward the quality of awareness into our day, into our activities. Again, recognizing that there's no extraordinary feat that we are attempting to or needing to achieve. We're simply being present, being awake to our life.